Nick Watson of Strutt & Parker says that in the past year, inquiries about buying established vineyards have tripled and that prices have increased by £1,000, that's $1,200 per hectare. Land suitable for viticulture now sells for £6,500 to £8,100 per hectare, roughly £2,400 to £3,200 more than basic farmland. Such prices pale next to those in famed wine regions abroad. In Bordeaux, land can fetch over £1.6 million a hectare. The disparity has little to do with the quality of the soil and much to do with the region's reputation. Sussex doesn't yet have the same ring as Bourgogne. But Ned Orty, the interim CEO of Wine GB, a trade body, says that as the climate warms, he expects still wine production to rise. He thinks in a decade or so, it will be warm enough in Britain to ripen Merlot. Other aspects of climate change are less welcome for winemakers. A year of heavy rain or severe drought could destroy entire crops. Still wine is at especial risk. John Atkinson, chief winemaker at Danbury Ridge Vineyards in Essex, says that unlike sparkling wines, which provide winemakers with some wiggle room to adjust taste by adding sugars, nailing a good bottle of still Pinot Noir all comes down to the soil, the weather, and the barrel. Growing grapes in this country is a bit like playing cricket, he says. There are so many ways to be out.